with school, but I mean, fine, I don't wanna do that. My positions are well known. God, for him to tell these clowns to go out there and talk about the environment.
The liberalized.
The environment?
The liberalized.
Environment? Shit.
The liberalized abortion bill got 8 votes in the Connecticut legislature.
Well, I heard Gary Ford, speaking, Gary Ford said, he leaned over, he had a very different view, of course, about it in a different way. He said, well, gee, he said, that's good advice, John, you know, and he said, but we can't take the mission, it's on the ballot, and I said, what do you think, Jerry? I said, I sort of let it a bit. He said, well, he said, and then I finally got it. I said, well, isn't this your reading your position? That those are, that basically you gotta be against abortion, because those who are for abortion are not gonna vote against you because you're against it. But those who are against abortion are gonna vote against you if you're for it. He said, you're dead right. That's exactly it. That's the issue. And that's what John is understanding.
You know, you take the spread.
John understands that fucking harder again. God damn. So, they're right, but you, statistically, sociologically, you look at it, abortion cuts 50-50.
We know that in the national
poll. If you analyze that sociologically, then you have. He's right, but he isn't, you know, but politically, it's ridiculous. Because of the 50 that are for abortion, half of those, 25%, are totally committed to the other side. You're never going to win them over.
Right.
And the other half don't care enough to make the difference.
Right.
But if you take a statement.
The other half just want to get the little Negro bastards from keeping me in bar.
All of these issues have a common thread. There's a common thread in all of them. It's permissiveness.
A lot of it's permissiveness. It's morality.
Morality. You take a religion. You take Rhode Island, which is over 60% Catholic, which gave Humphrey his biggest percentage margin in 1968.
Right.
You are winning it 2-1 because, as Sir Pete Simone says, every factory you walk through, people are pissed off at the kooks, the pot, abortion, amnesty. Those are the things.
Did you notice that in John's entire thing, he did not mention marijuana? He mentioned drugs. No, but you see, what's the key? The key is the attack on him. That he's been legalizing marijuana, and you've got to say it. You have got to say it.
I kept wanting to get one other word in the meeting this morning.
Show him your place card. Right after you hit your other thing.
I sent this over to Bob. I said, amnesty comes next. I hope. I hope you were going to do it. Nobody mentioned the word amnesty.
Not one.
Not one person.
Not one damn word.
And there's no issue that is turning people off as fast as amnesty.
God. Well, you know, the reason you get that is that you get this feeling of evangelism very strong because amnesty turns off the young and all this. And says,
they're right.
Or shit. They're not going to let them. The point is that amnesty keeps what we need to swing this election, Bob. The young is a trenchant thing. The young is going to lose it. But by God, in order to keep it, we got to keep the Catholic strongholds of the Northeast and the Midwest. Amnesty is a gut issue. It's a gut issue. There's many questions.
It ties right in with welfare because I've worked for mine or I
serve. Yeah, but it comes into 4.5 maybe the poor bastards with less than good income. Most of them didn't go to college who served in Vietnam. And they say, what in the name of God? I served, I who would not know served, but we're drafted, 2.5 served, 2 million are in the army. They said, I just gave 2 years of my life in that goddamn war. What's the matter with these assholes? These 100 are going over here. What do they get off?
And don't forget career in World War II. It's a hell of a lot of people who just didn't want to do either.
That's right. And who don't like draft doctors. A few of them. Remember what we did with Jack Dempsey? Jack Dempsey, the time he bought William Carpentier. Hell, that's the Carpentier couldn't even polish his shoes. It was much lighter. It was a nice, clever little fighter. But most Americans were for Carpentier. Because Carpentier, they said, was a hero fighting with the French. Jack Dempsey has not gone to war. Now, let me say, as a Quaker, I know most of a hell of a lot of people that dodge it, and I know a hell of a lot of my friends in the rich business community have found ways to get medical reasons and other for the kids not to be in. I understand. I don't criticize them. But as an issue, you've got to remember, most of the poor, dumb clowns that are in this service, in this one, where it was highly selective, weren't able to go on to college. And they see the assholes that avoided or delayed till the new draft calls got done. By going to Harvard and Yale and Cal and UCLA and Whittier, they see those assholes wearing beards and carrying the American flag upside down. And here they gave 2.5 years of their life. And I don't blame them for being that. That's the point they don't understand. That's a gut issue.
why we had our blind veteran out in front of the White House yesterday. He made the local news, but unfortunately the next... Todd, you know, John Todd, the blind vet, was up. He was praying out here yesterday in support of you, and he talked about, he was on Metro Media last night. God, he started talking about amnesty, and we served, and we were proud to serve, and this guy wants to surrender to the communists, and we're just going to fight him to the death. Blind, he gave his eyes, and you can imagine, you know, how he feels about those who went out to Canada. Yeah, yeah, good coverage.
That's what we do, our, that's the main thing. How about keep the domestic council, keep them all working on their little projects, you know, and the Congress and the rest, and that's fine. But Jesus, don't let them get into the politics. Don't let them get into the politics. It's too late now. But
you know, even the pollsters, though, Mr. President, don't get this. I mean, that will...
Except you.
No, I mean, the pollsters don't understand what's happening. A guy like Scannon understands what's happening. Because he goes out and he talks to the people in depth in the precincts. You ask the question on polls, is it important to clean up the air? Of course, there is for that.
Sure.
Clean up the water, sure, there's for that. But what really...
You can ask people. Harris, for example, has a blind spot. That's because Harris is Jewish, and he's oriented for the Jewish communities. He sees what has happened in the Catholic land. But he prefers... That's why Harris was soft on amnesty, you know. He's soft on marijuana. So he said, don't raise these issues. Talk about, well, the war is not bad. Gallup totally soft on the war because of a personal bet. Therefore, he could throw his stuff out. Suddenly, Eric is nuts on the economy. To him, the economic issue is the big thing. And he tilts it all that way. The only man, Bob, the only one, and Lubell, let's give him credit. Lubell and Scannon, who have an entirely different pool of technique, who go out and talk to these people, really see it.
Well, our guys, Broder and Johnson, even the Post series.
Thanks,
huh? And in that post-Catholic series, the fascinating thing is that you come out way behind on all the issues that are the standard issues. The Catholics prefer the Democrats to the Republicans, issue by issue by issue by issue. But they're 2-1 for Nixon.
Why is that?
It sure as hell isn't because of the issues, obviously.
No.
Of the standard issues.
I think it's video.
Because of,
you know what it is? It's morality, it's square.
An understanding that they feel that you understand them and sympathize with them. It's a work ethic. How do you hold a work ethic?
Yeah, but work ethic wasn't in that first order in the presentation of the domestic council either. You know, it's starting back. You know, only if we got to the mountain state we hear about well work ethic.
Only after you mentioned it. After you mentioned it, it suddenly got into the.
But no, John totally agrees on welfare. Well, he has a problem.
We lost the budget of 45-37.
We had Scott go on yesterday because of course Scott's.
Well,